This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Efforts to create a prescription drug monitoring program in Missouri are likely dead this year after a group of senators led by Republican Rob Schaff of St. Joseph blocked the bill for several hours yesterday. But Schaff, who's also a physician, said the bill would have violated citizens' privacy. A bigger concern, he said, than protecting people who abuse prescription drugs.
If they overdose and kill themselves, it just removes them from the gene pool.
Supporters said the database would have helped stop doctor shopping, where people get prescriptions from multiple doctors to feed their drug habits. GOP floor leader Tom Dempsey co-sponsored the measure and says he tried to reach a compromise over privacy concerns.
There were further efforts to tighten the bill so that we're just getting to the problem people. You know, that we're not trying to, you know, create this big database to watch what people are buying, but really get to the people who are, you know, killing themselves.
Missouri gubernatorial candidate Dave Spence says he wants to limit lobbyist gifts to public officials as part of an ethics proposal. The plan released yesterday by the Republican businessman would also require elected officials to wait after leaving office to become lobbyists, although it does not say for how long. Spence is one of several Republicans seeking to challenge Democratic Governor Jay Nixon this year. The governor has also proposed an ethics plan. His would reinstate campaign contribution limits. Spence's proposal does not seek to restore those limits. Other parts of Spence's plan would require greater disclosure by nonprofit groups that run political ads in Missouri. He also wants to require companies bidding on state contracts to disclose their political contributions. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt briefly addressed the Missouri House yesterday. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the Republican from Springfield spent most of his 9-minute speech criticizing government growth and overregulation.
Blunt was especially critical of the federal government's attempts to regulate family farms.
You know, we don't need people in Washington, D.C. deciding what farm kids can do on family farms. We don't need the EPA trying to spend all this time figuring out how you can farm without dust.
Blunt told lawmakers not to emulate European governments that seek to exert more control over the daily lives of its citizens. He also told reporters that he will not make an endorsement in the GOP U.S. Senate primary, where the winner will challenge incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Department of Transportation is cracking down on underage drinking and driving this month. In Columbia, police are setting up sobriety checkpoints around the city, says spokesperson Letitia Stroer.
Obviously, there's an increase in parties that go on during prom, also during graduations. And so we want to make sure that the youth know that Missouri has a zero tolerance law, that anyone under 21 can have no alcohol in their system.
Missouri's zero-tolerance law means anyone under 21 caught driving with alcohol in their system will automatically have their license suspended. For the next 2 weeks, Columbia Police will have extra officers patrolling for people driving while under the influence. The Missouri House passed legislation yesterday that would bar school administrators from using teacher seniority in layoffs. Under the bill, teachers' performance would need to be the most important factor in those decisions. Supporters, like Majority Leader Tim Jones, say the bill focuses resources on teacher quality.
This is about rewarding and accelerating and exalting those great teachers.
But critics say the legislation is likely to cause anxiety for teachers without improving schools. Representative Joe All is a Democrat from Marshall.
If administrators and school districts aren't getting rid of teachers that aren't doing the job, that's the fault of the administration. The vehicle is in place. It's just not getting done.
The bill now goes to the state Senate with little time remaining before the required adjournment of May 18th. It now appears unlikely that Missouri lawmakers will pass any legislation this year that would turn Interstate Highway 70 into a toll road. Senate Transportation Chairman Bill Stoffer says the proposal has gotten a lot of negative feedback.
We had excellent hearings this year, but it became very clear that until we raise the awareness of the public and the need in the public that we would be spinning our wheels to move any further.
Instead, the Senate unanimously adopted a resolution to create a special committee to study the state's transportation needs. The committee would hold meetings, take public comment, and present its findings to lawmakers next year. The measure now goes before the Missouri House, which has until May 18th to approve it. Columbia College broke ground on a new $14 million science building yesterday. KBIA's Matt Vito has more.
A 10-year-old vision took its first step toward reality at Columbia College.
Let's turn some earth and meet the future.
College administrators and trustees plunged silver-plated shovels into the soil during a ceremonial groundbreaking. The college plans to build a 53,000-square-foot science facility atop what was the college softball field off of Rangeline Road in Columbia. The facility is slated to open in the fall of 2013. Science Department Chair Frank Summer says this support of science will boost morale as well as production by providing instrument storage space and research labs.
I think our program is quite strong, but it's sort of strong in spite of the facilities and instead of because of them.
$4 million has been raised so far. Columbia College President Gerald Bruder says that's the most money raised for any capital project in the history of the college. Matt Vito, KBIA News.
And I'm Jacob Fenston for KBIA News.